to your home? We can help with that. Hi, this is Doris with ERA Carroll Realty. We've teamed up with Connect Home Center to bring you the Home and Garden Sweepstakes. Enter for a chance to win a $600 gift card to Connect Home Center. Connect has everything you need for your indoor and outdoor projects. Enter the Home and Garden Sweepstakes now through May 20th on the contest page at SharedMedia.com. ERA Carroll Realty and Connect Home Center, proudly sponsoring the Home and Garden Sweepstakes.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Hello, this is Megan, one of your friendly neighborhood letter carriers. I'm here to remind you that the local letter carriers will be participating in the National Association of Letter Carriers annual food drive on May 10th. Please consider donating by leaving non-perishable food items in or around your mailbox on May 10th. And as always, food stays local, and we thank you for your participation.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program. Brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, May 5th, from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I'm joined by the executive director of the Hub on Smith, Carrie McMeans, and Director of Development, Ryan Koltiska. Good morning and welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, spring at the Hub. What does that look like?
Well, spring at the Hub, I think it's a time of possibilities and excitement and energy. This being my first spring at the Hub, I haven't experienced it before, but what I can see is the place is bubbling. Especially on our warm days. Last week, we had a couple of great sunny, warm afternoons, and the place was full.
That's
for bingo.
Fantastic. Yeah, yeah. I'll bet the people start coming out of the woodwork, right? Like sitting around in the house all winter, finally get to get out and do something, right, Ryan?
You know, yes, but also, interestingly enough, we have about equal amount of attendance throughout the year.
Oh, really?
We do. Unless it's really bad weather, we have pretty consistent attendance.
That's amazing.
And that's not a consistent thing across the country. Usually weather affects it more. But here in Sheridan, we're pretty consistent.
Tough folks. What wind? I don't know what you're talking
Floyd,
about.
We're just that great. People want to come and see us.
That's right. Now, you know, we've talked about how the Hub really kind of changed. I wouldn't say a goal, but let's call it a format where it is now a generational location, a multi-generational location. Are you seeing more of the younger crowd come through since that was kind of emplaced?
Well, interesting, you know, even just in the generations that we serve, 60 plus, we've got three generations. So absolutely,
oh, wow, yeah.
You know, part of that generation thing was not necessarily that we're serving the young kids all the time, but part of it was that we serve three generations just within our patrons.
That's amazing.
And so as we changed that viewpoint, it was how do we attract the boomers? You know, and that was when Carmen started 25 years ago, that's what the board said to her. How are you going to prepare for them? And as she left, she said, I think we did what we set out to do.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Now we have a really vibrant group of folks who are just, you know, the boomers are energetic and passionate and taking charge, and they come and they do things and they do it with passion and they volunteer. And so there's that generation that we're serving, and we're already looking into the next ones. Like, as you know, Gen X is coming up, like we're preparing for what that looks like.
Careful, Ryan.
I've got gray hair too, Floyd.
Now, Carrie, you were the executive director of the food group for how long?
I was at the food group for 6 years. And prior to that, I was actually in the private sector as a business owner and operator.
What took you to the food group? Why did you decide, you know what, I'm going to jump ship and go over here to the nonprofit sector?
Yeah, really, I feel like the food group kind of, it found me in a way. The position was open. I was at a pivotal point in my career in terms of deciding what to do next. And I was just really drawn to the opportunity to support our community in a way that I hadn't been able to do in the past. And so I've always been, I really feel a strong connection to making sure that I am a part of the health of the community and what way can I give back. And so the food group became that opportunity for me to, you know, contribute my skills and my love for Sheridan County.
Yeah. Now, you really transformed the food group. I mean, you guys had some great drives. You expanded the programs considerably. What was it like leaving the baby?
I'm not going to lie, Floyd. It was difficult to leave the food group. I said in the early years I came because of the mission, and it was really difficult to leave the people.
Yeah.
And of course the mission as well. But being able to do that work with such a caring group of people in our community, that just is what put it over the top.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Being able to look over your shoulder and say, you know what? It's going to be fine. It's going to go on. It's going to do great things.
It is.
Leaving it in good hands.
It's in great hands.
Now, as you transition over to the hub, what really brought you over there? What was it that drew you towards the hub?
Well, again, similar to the food group, I wasn't necessarily looking to make a change, but the opportunity was there. It presented itself, and I had to dig in deeply and say, gosh, is this something I want to be a part of? And kind of threw my name in towards the end of the search. And as I got to know the team and the board members and really take a deeper dive into what the hub did, I thought, yeah, I think this could be the place for me. This is where I could land. And again, the hub is just, I consider the food group as a pillar of the community. And I thought, gosh, what could be better but to be a part of another pillar of the community?
Absolutely. And I mean, what does a first day for an executive director look like? A lot of us aren't going to have that at that level walking in. What does a first day look like?
Well, to be honest, the first day looks like drinking from a fire hydrant, not a fire hose.
Yeah, yep.
So much to learn. But really, my experience the first day at the hub, I said they were taking it a little easy on me, but just kind, caring, welcoming. The vibe when you walk into the hub as somebody who's going in to, you know, eat a meal, grab and go, sit and maybe do some work, drink a cup of coffee. That feeling of we want you here. That's what my first day felt like.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to walk into someplace and feel like the new kid at school that nobody wants to talk to.
Right.
Well, so we wanted her there.
How long was the left seat, right seat ride phase with Carmen?
Well, I just, Carmen actually finished her last day last week on Friday, May 2nd. And so we had 1 month together.
Oh, wow.
So it was a really a great, full, rich experience. We crammed a lot into 1 month, trying to do things that meeting people, getting out in the community, taking a trip to Cheyenne, just really trying to learn as much as I could from Carmen and Carmen also teach me as much as she could in 1 month.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's one of those situations where it's almost as if you can't have enough time, especially, you know, you got Carmen with 25 years and she transformed that place. And, so she, in a way she's kind of leaving the baby as well, you know, but, definitely deserved, some time off. Now heading to the flagpole, And what did you guys go down there for?
We actually went to meet with our state SLIB board representatives. We also went to meet with some state partners with the aging division in the state of Wyoming, people that we work with on a day-to-day basis. And so it was an opportunity to get face-to-face. We also wanted to meet with the governor, our representatives from the SLIB board, as I mentioned, Christy Racines. We were able to meet with Kurt Meyer and a representative from the governor's office, learning a little bit more about policy and how we can keep our foot in the door and continue to foster and cultivate those relationships.
Absolutely. Now, when it comes to standing behind the curtain, once you got back there, I imagine the two of you probably had some pretty in-depth conversations. Was there anything related to operations that really caught you by surprise, or maybe you were like, oh, I didn't even know that was going on?
I think what stands out most to me about the hub is just the scope of the work that that we do. I mentioned grab and go, come in and have a cup of coffee, but there's also the cafe. Come in and have lunch with 200 of your favorite friends every day. One of the things that surprised me is we serve the best breakfast in town. So I invite the community to come and experience that. And then just really the caring attitude that people have. Every day, our team, whether they are staff members, team members in that regard, or volunteers, they just really care about the hub. And I recently had a conversation with a community member, and this was just last Friday after work out in the community, and he said, you know what? The hub is, this is the best thing that Sheridan County has going. And so I think to answer your question, it's difficult to condense it into one thing because the hub is so much and it's a connector of the community. And I think that is what really surprised me. I knew it was. I mentioned it was a pillar of the community, but I'm still learning how every single day the hub touches someone in this county.
The word impact is huge. When I think impact, I think about the impact that others have on you and the impact that the hub has on others. And we can sit back and we can look at it as an organization and say, wow, that really is making an impact. But then when your boots on the ground and the people are walking up to you saying, you have no idea, this thing means so much to us. Was there any, I'm sure there was, but the pressure that comes on you where you're like, wow, yeah, and now I'm in charge of it.
So the question is there a feeling of pressure?
Is there?
There is. I mean, to be honest, there is. When you are at the helm of something that's great, you want to make sure that continues in perpetuity. And so there is pressure, but the way that I deal with that every day is by just showing up. Show up every day, dig in every day, and lean into this guy on my right-hand side, yeah, but the other people within our organization, lean into them and lean on them. I'm not doing it alone. We have a lot of people that really care about the hub, whether, as I said before, whether they work there or they're volunteers or they're our board members. So that's been just what I try to remind myself every day when I walk in through those doors. I'm not doing this alone.
You have a great team.
A great team.
And it really, it's learning to utilize their talents and their skills to take the hub that one step farther. So many different programs in there. Just seems like it would be almost like juggling something, juggling paint cans is what I used to say. As long as nobody takes the lids off, everyone's going to be all right. Ryan, when you think about the impact that the hub has on the community itself, what do people tell you?
Oh, it's wonderful. I think just being there for the last year it's definitely expanded my understanding of the reach. You know, we reach 10% of the county. So when you consider that we touch over 3,600 people every year through our services, like we are definitely a cornerstone of this community. But it, like, that's a number, but then people come and tell me, like, you know, there's one patron that continues to remind me, but the first time I heard it, I was almost in tears. Like, she lost her husband and, she didn't need the hub because of the services of, like, the food and that particular thing. But she was lost in life. She'd been married for, you know, 40 years.
Yeah, what do you do? Yeah.
And she said, I didn't know what I was going to do. I was lost. She found community at the hub. And she continues to tell me about monthly that the hub saved my life.
Yeah.
And she'll come up to me, do you remember when I told you that? I was like, absolutely, I remember that. And she's there every day. And then there's the people who, like, transportation, like, it's not just a bus ride. It's really their connection to other people in the community. And they absolutely rely on that transportation for their life. Like, it connects them. Like, they would not be connected to people and community and services without us showing up every day. And so we hear, you know, and the cool part about that, which I love from our side too, is that people, we don't have any bad, really comments about our bus drivers because they're so caring. So we've got these bus drivers that are out there, like, going above and beyond all the time. They care so much. And so they're helping people get to their house, and they see that people maybe aren't doing so well, and they'll ask them, do you need something else? And, like, it's not just somebody putting time on the clock. They're caring about these people and who are really treasures of our community. So it's really impactful to see the reach and the touch, and that, like, this makes, like, this, the hub makes Sheridan a better place,
yeah,
for a lot of people.
The word community is thrown around a lot, but I mean, that is a really meaningful word to a lot of individuals. And as you've said, Ryan, you know, it could be the difference between going on and giving up.
Yeah.
And it's a big word. Favorite part of the job so far, Carrie?
Well, I think I kind of want to piggyback on what Ryan just said. And so 1 month in, drinking from the fire hydrant, learning so much. But when if there's a tough moment that I'm having or a tough day, my default is that I go into the cafe and I sit down with somebody and I just start talking to them. And so I really appreciated the story that Ryan just told, because that's been what's helped me in my first month at the hub. It's just going in and meeting somebody and learning their name and then seeing them the next day or the next week and doing it again.
And getting to know community.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. All right, on that, we're going to have more with our Hub on Smith right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 Caraway at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
For a busy summer tourism season, be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust cash management solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
This is Ken here at Prime Rate Motors. We understand everybody's situation is different. We have helped people get into the car they need by numerous ways. You may need to downtrade for lower payments. You may wish to trade in more than one car. Prime Rate Motors will accept trade-ins on trailers, tractors, campers, even four-wheelers. So let us help you get into a premium pre-owned vehicle that is exactly what you want and need. Here at Prime Rate Motors and Super Trailer Store on Sheridan's Coffeen Avenue or PrimeRateMotors.com.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com. Hi, my name is Becton Silly. This is my fifth year in 4-H. Did you know that you can join 4-H with a pocket pet? What is a pocket pet, you ask? Do you have a frog, bird, hamster, bearded dragon, turtle, or guinea pig? Those are the few of many options. We'd love to invite you to join us for our project meetings, new or returner to 4-H. We welcome all of those who are interested or want to learn more. Join us at the Extension office May 13th at 6:30 p.m.
Julie Chadwick has been named one of the nation's top 20 digital directors for the second year in a row from Radio Inc. magazine. Congratulations, Julie.
Thank you, Bob.
Digital marketing can seem overwhelming.
Well, you know, digital means so many things. There's a lot of language thrown around that people don't understand, and frankly, it's intimidating. We want our clients to understand geofencing, email marketing, banner ads, website promotions, our online marketplace where clients can be featured, and so much more. Plus, we're local.
So is this how you become one of the nation's top 20 digital directors?
Well, you know, we got national recognition because we're not order takers. Sheridan Media is employee-owned, which means we have a lot at stake, too. We've built an amazing team here who loves to create knock-it-out-of-the-park marketing combinations for our clients.
See how digital combined with traditional marketing can work for you. Go with the best in the country right here in Sheridan. Email sales@SheridanMedia.com.
Get ready to ignite your potential. Join us May 20th for the Chamber's 10th Annual Ignite Conference, a power-packed day of professional development and business inspiration for professionals at every level. Topics include marketing, leadership, human resources, finance, business development, tech, and so much more. For details and to register, visit SheridanWyomingChamber.org. The 2025 Ignite Conference is sponsored in part by D.A. Davidson, Susie Garber Johnson, Harps & Associates, the Sheridan Press, and Wyo Stays.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning, we're speaking with Hubbon Smith Executive Director Carrie McMeans and Director of Development Ryan Koltiska. Now, before we took our break, we were talking about the new experiences that Carrie's undergoing as the Executive Director at the Hubbon Smith and community, and what the Hub means to you and what the Hub means to others. Now, this is the type of place you want to get involved in, folks. This is the type of work that you want to be a part of. Ryan, how can we volunteer our time, step up, fill in, maybe even teach class?
Yeah, it's all of the above. And, you know, what I recommend to people is that just tell us that you're interested or come and get a tour. Like, I love to give tours because a lot of what we do isn't always seen. And so you might not even know the opportunities are available. You know, we have some outward facing things like the transportation and the meals, but there's some other things that aren't quite out as outward facing that you can get involved in. And so I just recommend that you, like, talk to us, call me, I'll give you a tour. We'll chat, sit down and talk about what you might want to do and how we can connect that with the Hub. And that could look like teaching a class for our wellness or an art class, or, you know, it could be helping in the dining room and, you know, there's the delivering meals. But it really can be about anything. I mean, I would love somebody that's like, you know, I'm really administrative and I love to do that type of stuff. And I would say, come and sit with me. And I've got a ton of donor information and some of that background stuff that I would love that type of help. So it's really just about, you know, what do you like to do?
Yeah.
And, you know, because we are so big and have so many different departments, there's about an opportunity for everybody.
And another thing that I've always appreciated is your care for caregivers, you know, individuals who spend their lives caring for a loved one, and giving them an opportunity to just take a break, go get some things done, maybe sit with other caregivers and explore options and, you know, hurdles that you have faced yourself. Maybe you can add to that. And when it comes to caregivers and caregiving, the 11th annual Keystone Awards, honoring individuals who have made an impact right here in Sheridan County. This is going to take place Thursday, May 8th. Ryan, how many awards are presented each year?
Yeah, we are so excited. This Thursday, it's already here. And we have three people being honored this year. And it's Mark Kinner and Nancy Drummond and Kay Wallach. And man, I just have really enjoyed doing all the interviews for them and for the people that are speaking on their behalf, because, you know, you just talk about community and this community and what makes it a great place. And you meet people like them who have done amazing things. You know, Mark Kinner started the Sheridan Community Land Trust, and now we have all of these trails. And he was the one that first talked to the donor for the Soldier Ridge Trail to make that happen. And we have Nancy Drummond, who's been on the North Main Association since the inception, and she's the current executive director. And, you know, she made a lot of that happen out on North Main so that it's a beautiful place to live. And Kay Wallach started Greenhouse Living for Sheridan and the Dementia Friendly Wyoming. Like, these are people that care and don't just say they care, but they like do it.
They've put the rubber to the road.
They have made it happen. And, but they're just, they don't do it because they have egos. They don't do it because they need something. They just care. And so we're really excited to honor them this week. And I just really want people to come in out and do that, because most of them don't even want it, which I, you know, when you call them and say you've won this award, they're like, well, do I have to? Like,
yeah.
Which is exactly why we're doing it, because they have done things that need to be recognized. But we just love the community to come out and support them.
Last time I spoke with Mark Kinner, he was a representative, and he came in here and he talked up Goose Creek Transit, because he's like, hey, I took the bus here, you know, and he talked that up because he's like, it was amazing. And he had nothing but great things to say. When and where will these be held?
Yes, this is this Thursday, May 8th at the Weill Theater. 5:30 is the pre-reception. Food and drink, and then 6:30 is the ceremony. And the ceremony will be about an hour, a little bit over an hour, and just taking some time to honor who they are and tell their story. And we've got a special presentation at the end that I'm very excited about.
No spoilers.
It's never been done, but we're very excited about it. But we also have Beck Bridger will be doing the singing there for the honorees. And and then we've got kind of an after party. So tickets are available at the Weill Theater, and there's some tickets left. So we just would love you for you to come.
That'd be fantastic. Head on out there to the Weill Theater. I'm sure you can pick them up online as well through the Weill Theater.
It's WeillTheater.com.
Or pick it up right there at the box office. Carrie, Ryan, I want to thank you both so much for coming in this morning and speaking with me. It's an absolute pleasure to have you both.
Thank you, Floyd.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with Memorial Day organizers from Veterans Remembrance Committee and Champion Kane's Funeral Home. Stay with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
You're invited to the Pheasants Forever Annual Banquet May 10th at the Ramada Plaza in Sheridan. Doors open at 5 p.m. and there's free beer from 5 p.m. until 6 p.m. You heard that right. Free beer if you're 21 or over from 5 p.m. until 6 p.m. There's many raffles with many guns to be won, great food, great company, and a great cause. The Pheasants Forever Annual Banquet May 10th at the Ramada Plaza in Sheridan. Presented by Weatherby, Yeti, and Montana Knife Company. Get your tickets now at the Pheasants Forever Facebook page.
Mandy Kolciska from Century 21 BHJ Realty brings you this Pet of the Week from the Dog and Cat Shelter. 10-month-old Tilly is ready to explore the world. Although this dog can be timid when first being introduced to new things, her curiosity takes over and she wants to take it all in. 2-year-old Carlisle is a big kitty who loves to be outdoors. He's friendly and absolutely loves to follow people around. A household with female-only cats would be Carlisle's perfect harem.
This is David Turner, owner and managing broker of Engel & Volker Sheridan. Our real estate advisors, Misty Gardner, Cody Hunt, Zach McDermott, and Jackson Pauly, are experts at residential, commercial, luxury homes, as well as ranch and recreational properties. Let Engel & Volkers give you the real estate experience you deserve. Talk to a trusted advisor at 206 West Brundage Street in Sheridan, or call us at 307-655-8383. That's 307-655-8383. Life's taking you places. We'll help you get there. Engel & Volkers Real Estate.
Bob, did you know Waring Chevrolet is a full-service dealership?
Full service? Does that mean you're going to mow my lawn, walk my dog?
Not quite, Bob, but we've got you covered. From new and pre-owned vehicles to top-notch servicing by the best techs in the industry.
What about tires?
Bob, we've got a tire price match guarantee on all big-name brands.
And I hear your parts department is everything I need, too.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, if you've had a fender bender, our collision center will have you back on the road in no time.
And your new detailing shop. That's where my truck goes to shine like new.
Waring Chevrolet really is your full-service dealership. We'd love to serve you at 107 East Alger or online at WaringSheridan.com.
Hi, this is Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's here on Main Street in downtown Sheridan, where great food is just the beginning. From the moment you walk in, our team is dedicated to making your dining experience exceptional. Your server isn't just here to take your order. They're here to guide you, offering recommendations, pairing flavors, and ensuring every detail is just right. Whether it's cocktails at happy hour, a date night for two, or a family celebration, we make every occasion memorable. Book your table early at Frackleton's.com.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Lunch on the go? We got you. Press for time? Stop by Grab and Go at the Hub on Smith for a quick, healthy, and delicious lunch to take with you. Each grab box includes a satisfying entree, fresh sides, and a drink, everything you need to power through your day. Made fresh daily with your busy schedule in mind. Grab and Go at the Hub, 211 Smith Street, open 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Got the bug to make some changes to your home? We can help with that. Hi, this is Doris with ERA Carroll Realty. We've teamed up with Connect Home Center to bring you the Home and Garden Sweepstakes. Enter for a chance to win a $600 gift card to Connect Home Center. Connect has everything you need for your indoor and outdoor projects. Enter the Home and Garden Sweepstakes now through May 20th on the contest page at SharedMedia.com. ERA Carroll Realty and Connect Home Center, proudly sponsoring the Home and Garden Sweepstakes.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you thanks to First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. Memorial Day is observed on the last Monday of May. It was formerly known as Decoration Day and commemorates all the men and women who have died in military service for the United States. Many people visit cemeteries and memorials on Memorial Day, and it is traditionally seen as the start of summer. With me this morning is Christina Miller and Beck Bridger Domke, and representing the Boy Scouts of America, Scout Ian Gale. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Floyd.
Now, who are the Veterans Remembrance Committee?
Thank you for asking, Floyd. It's actually a fairly new name. We used to be the Sheridan Veterans Council, so it's similar to that. But basically, that entity kind of ebbed and flowed with lots of our organizations, of course, volunteers and just different members, different folks being involved. So now it's a little bit more individuals than organizations, but we know that a lot of organizations will help out. So Boy Scouts have been active for the whole time I've been in Sheridan, for sure. And then there's quite a few just individuals who aren't necessarily even veterans themselves who have volunteered to keep the flag placement and Memorial Day remembrance going. And then, we certainly get support from the service organizations as they can support too.
Now, when and where do these individuals meet and begin to plan for these events?
So we've found that a lot of people don't like meetings. So I know it's a shocker, Floyd.
I used to have meetings to have meetings. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm familiar with those. the last couple of years, we actually haven't met for planning. We've done just virtual emails and text messages and things like that. And then so really the first time we physically get together is to actually start doing stuff. So like, one of the things that people may or may not appreciate about the lead up to that is we get a list from the cemetery of all the veterans, which, would grow from each year. And then we collate all of those by section of the cemetery. And then we also have to go through and count out the stakes and divide those into groups based on the sections of the cemetery. And then we just check the flags. At the end of each Memorial Day year, we go through the flags and get rid of ones that are either getting tattered or coming off of the stick or things like that. So there's a few prep things that are really critical to making it a success for the actual flag placement. And Ian's been involved in years as well, too. It's quite a bit, but we've decided that the just a meeting to talk about it, because we've got a pretty good flow now, is not necessary.
Yeah.
So we just hope to have, you know, at least a core group of people that can kind of get the ball rolling each year. And so far it's been great.
Ian, I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, buddy, but during Memorial Day celebrations, what I used to take my little girl up to the cemetery, and we would walk around the veterans section, and we would clear off any headstones or markers that you couldn't really see. And it gave her a moment to really stop and think. And I hope that impact stays with her to this day. Being a scout, going out there, placing those flags, taking that time to do that. Is there a moment of reflection for you and your fellow scouts as you do that?
Yeah, I think there is a moment of reflection. You know, we're going around just placing the flags, looking, I mean, it sounds weird, but looking at the veteran's name and just thinking, trying to imagine what they did, you know, for our country. And it feels nice to pay respect. And I think that as we're just going around, you know, it's kind of a somber moment, like very melancholy. Everyone's quiet. We're just going around placing flags and just remembering what they did to serve us and serve our country. So,
absolutely. And I think that's a great time for it. Miss Bridger, now, you're still with the 67th Army Band.
Correct.
Staff Sergeant?
Not yet, but hopefully soon. So I'm a sergeant with Wyoming Army National Guard and a vocalist. Really fast, I also wanted to point out that Christina here is also former Navy.
Yes, she is.
So that's really cool to be among another veteran. So, yeah, so I am a part of the National Guard, and it's been an incredible honor to also dip my toe into the funeral home industry a little bit. It's so interesting how all of that got started, but that's for a different story. But we are hosting a Memorial Day event on Monday, May 26th. And so it's really fun to come alongside other organizations that honor veterans and members currently serving. And so what this looks like for us is it'll be Monday, May 26th, 2025, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the coolest part about this event, I think personally, is that I've gotten the 67th Army Band to come and perform for us. So that's exciting. Yeah.
The governor's own heading this year.
Yep. So not only is that a really special part, but we'll be doing a last call ceremony, and we have members from throughout the community coming to be a part of this really special event. We'll be having veterans come to also be a part of that. I don't know if you could speak on that a little bit, Christina, but yeah, and then we have the Fort Phil Kearny Cavalry going to be a part of it. We have the American Legion Post 7. We have Pastor Kevin Reiser, who will do an invocation. And then we have, as mentioned previously, we have our last call ceremony. And then the other really important part about this is that we'll be conducting military funeral honors for some of the veterans who have passed away who haven't had yet military honors. So we have Marine coming, we have Air Force, and we have the Navy. So they'll be doing the flag folding, taps, and then the 21-gun salute.
Now, when it comes to those individuals that are going to be honored through this military honors, are we folding multiple flags for each individual, or is this just going to be like one big ceremony for all of them?
Yeah, so last year it was really special. Once the military funeral service started, or military honors begins, all of the branches will step out at the same time. And then they'll be delivering or presenting the flag to the beloved family member at the same time.
I'll tell you, you know, I served on the Honor Guard, and that is a tough, tough duty. It's a somber moment, and it gives you time to really reflect as you're going through that. And it's something that I would tell everybody, you know, during those moments, it's just a time of reflection, you know, mm-hmm. And I think that mainly that's what Memorial Day is about, isn't it, Christina?
It is. And even if you don't know any of the names, you know, so I've been in the community since 2017. And, you know, as I learn more and more people and more names, there's more last names starting to sound familiar. But it doesn't matter. I mean, when you hear names, you just it hits you. I mean, I think everybody, but especially veterans. And you think about, you know, the family and everything else. And like Ian was saying, that was perfect of, you know, you go to each cemetery and I feel like it's so important to make a point to look at the name, you know, when they serve, things like that, because it's your way of honoring each individual that you're placing the flag at. And that's mm-hmm. that's so powerful to me that, you know, whether or not they have family still around, still in the area, it's something that you can do as a citizen of the United States to honor them for that moment and thank them.
It's really the only promise that we as citizens can give to service members.
Yep. Absolutely.
I will remember you. Mm-hmm. I will remember you and I will remember your sacrifice. And that's the best thing that we can give back. And I think this day, you know, is a great day to, even if you are one of those individuals who was like, we're going to have a barbecue, then that's fantastic. barbecue because they can't. Mm-hmm. Embrace these fantastic freedoms because they can. In a way, you are honoring them. But take a couple minutes.
Yeah.
A minute of silence, 2 minutes of silence would be fantastic.
There was a gentleman, a veteran, who was the first person literally my family met when we came into the community. And he was the commander of the American Legion at the time. Mm-hmm. And what he always said, because, you know, once I started becoming part of the planning and things like that, you know, you get stressed because you're worried you're going to mm-hmm. make a mistake and screw something up. And he said, Christina, the only way that we as Americans can do Memorial Day wrong is to not pause at all. Mm-hmm. Anything else you do is okay, whether it's barbecue with friends and pausing for a moment, whether it's going out to the cemetery, placing flags, whether it's going to a ceremony or the great brunch and lunch that the funeral home now does. There's no way to do it wrong other than not do it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Embrace those freedoms.
Yeah.
That's why the sacrifice was made.
Yeah.
So that you could, you know. Now, Saturday, May 24th, 9 a.m., that's when the stake and the flag placement begins.
Yes.
How can folks join up with that?
Sure. We've had phenomenal attendance. I feel like every year, and you know, sometimes it varies a little bit with the weather, but for the most part, so basically all people have to do is come up to the cemetery at 9 a.m. and we'll have the buckets placed with all the stakes, because those are pretty heavy, so we try to pre-place them around the cemetery, and then they just come to the like little stage area that right inside the cemetery. And that's where our home base is, and that's where people can pick up the flags to then put out with the stakes. And, you know, it works out pretty well because, like, 1 year, Ian and a couple others, they had we had the map, and we pick areas based on the size of the group. So sometimes people will come with a large family, and they all want to do it together. Sometimes it's onesie, twosie people. And
what a great idea.
It works out great. And some people, the regulars often bring, if they don't want to drive their vehicle around, they'll bring wagons, small little wagons to carry the flags. That's an option too. We encourage that if that works out for you. So just show up at 9 a.m. We get often asked, well, how late will you be going? And I can never say, because it depends on how many people show up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we've ever been less than an hour. But I think we've been under 2 hours before when a lot of people show up. So, you know, if that's something that's important to you, we definitely encourage being there at 9.
Christine, I don't want to put you on the spot, and I don't expect you to know this number. How many veterans or how many service members are in the cemetery up there?
I don't have current counts. The year that we went through and did stickers and all that, it was over 1,700. But that's been a few years ago. So, yeah.
And I can kind of speak to that. I pulled a number this morning that we have about 100 this year. So that's exciting.
Wow.
Yep. So we will be, during that last call ceremony, we will be reading that list of the 100 names, followed by the ringing of the bell. So.
Wow. And that honor guard, or the honoring, do you know how many have not been that will be honored during that ceremony? Right off the top of your head, I know I'm putting you on the spot.
I think about 4, because we've requested 4. And with the Marine Corps coming, the Air Force, and the Navy, and the Army. Usually they come in two partner groups. You said you were in military funeral honors, is that correct? Yeah, I also am as well. So I know that they come up in teams of two. So we'll be honoring four, and they will be getting the flag that day.
That's fantastic.
Nice. Yes.
Now, putting them up, they also have to come down.
They do. They do. And that was always early in the time that I was here. That was always something I asked is, well, you know, people are always willing to support the cool part of putting the flag on and thinking about those veterans. But people come through solidly when we have to remove them because it's still a significant undertaking. It goes a lot faster because you're just going in and removing all the posts with the flags. So it does go a lot faster. It's less of a time commitment, but we definitely need the hands because that is part of the process. And so that following weekend, so the weekend after Memorial Day is when we've set as kind of our standard. So that Saturday, again at 9 a.m., we ask people to come up and some people actually ask for the same sections they did when they first put the stakes up, and we try to accommodate as best we can. And I don't know if it's just a connection to that area that they've now established.
Maybe they got someone to talk to.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, just so that's the last Saturday of May, May 31st. We ask people to come up at 9 a.m. And again, we meet in that one place right inside the cemetery with the little stage. And then we start sending people out. And then we ask for people with pickup trucks to go ahead and take those trucks, you know, with them so they can carry them easily because the buckets do get heavy with those stakes. So that is a little bit more physically difficult, but we also have a lot of people who just go around and try to help gather those up too. So
is there any special way you got to pick those up?
No, we do actually, the one thing we do on that pickup day is we always try to, unless it's pouring down rain, we try to go through all the flags and at that time remove any that have gotten too tattered,
really,
or just need to reattach, things like that. But, and then we roll the flags up in groups of 10. So it's easier for, the following year. And then the stakes we put in buckets too. And then it's ready for the following year. So it's a pretty well-oiled machine, I guess, at this point. I mean, I feel like it's gone pretty well the last few years. So, and people have verbalized that. They appreciate things going pretty smoothly. And sometimes there's little kinks here and there with our numbers or things like that. They're like, hey, I ran out of stakes and there's three more people that need them, you know. So it seems to work pretty well. There's always going to be those, certainly, that don't work out quite so well. But one of the things that is different this year from some of the previous years is that the organization that plans this, we are no longer allowed to put the U.S. veteran sticker. It's just a really small, I think it's an inch in diameter, a yellow sticker. We're no longer allowed to put those on the headstones. The family members have to do it. So that it was something that the cemetery had put out, that they felt that the family members needed to do that. So anyone who has a family member who does not have one of those stickers, they will be able to pick up a sticker and place it themselves. And from either the American Legion or the Sheridan Press will have stickers. So they can pick those up at some point leading up to it, if they just want to make sure their family member or friend is properly, you know, staked.
Recognized.
With the flags.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a fantastic idea, folks. Just to kind of double check and make sure. Sergeant?
Yes.
All right. Sergeant, tell me again about the Champion Cane Funeral Home hosting that free brunch and lunch one more time for folks.
So our third annual Memorial Day event hosted by Champion Cane Funeral Home. This will be Monday, May 26, 2025 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Join us for a meaningful Memorial Day celebration honoring our fallen heroes. We will have a free brunch and lunch for all. We'll have family-friendly bouncy house and yard games. So this brunch will start precisely at 9 a.m. And then our ceremony will begin at 10 a.m. with all of those special guests that I had mentioned previously. And then when we close our military funeral honors portion, there will be a dove release followed by special musical performances by the 67th Army Band, Wyoming Zone. members from Sheridan community, and then we will have lunch to serve afterwards. And so the last 3 years, our numbers have continued to grow. It's our hope and prayer that we reach almost 800, hopefully to 1,000. I think that's lofty, but I think it's possible because it's such a special day, and we want to continue honoring our vets around the community of Sheridan and also our family members that we've taken care of through the funeral home.
Absolutely. I want to thank all of you for coming in, and I want to thank all of you for your service as well, including you, Ian. The Boy Scouts do great things for individuals, and so do the Girl Scouts. So thank you for your service. Sergeant, thank you for yours.
Thank you.
And Christina, thank you for all that you do in the community and remembering. I greatly appreciate you. All right, you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Summer tourism season? Be prepared for extra business with First Federal Bank and Trust Cash Management Solutions. Our local cash management experts will help you streamline your cash flow and minimize risk so you can focus on delivering exceptional service to your customers. Visit efirstfederal.bank to contact our cash management team today. Make this summer your best yet with the help of First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank, member FDIC.
Are you interested in the field of broadcasting or communications? The Wyoming Association of Broadcasters is offering scholarships to help you pursue your education. You must be a full-time student at a Wyoming Community College or the University of Wyoming with a GPA of at least 2.5. We're looking for students that exhibit superior potential in studies or activities related to a career in broadcasting. Stop by Sheridan Media or go to wyomingbroadcasting.org for an application form. The deadline to apply is June 15th.
Spring is in the air, and at Midas, that means a little more green in your pocket. You could save $50 on brakes and up to $150 on shocks and struts. Plus, while your car is getting a tune-up, schedule a little time for detailing at Sheridan Auto Spa and save 10%. It's like the savings are just pouring in. Protect your investment inside and out and save a few coins in the process. You'll get that new car feeling all over again at Midas Tire and Auto on East Brundage Lane in Sheridan.
This is Dr. David Nickerson with Sheridan Memorial Hospital. The hospital's urgent care has combined with same-day health and imaging and has moved to 1470 Sugarland Drive between Walmart and WildVision. Open 7 days a week with extended hours, same-day health and imaging offers all our previous urgent care services as well as laboratory draws, x-ray, mammography screening, and DEXA bone scans. The entire team looks forward to providing you with excellent patient-centered care. Look for the white now open flags at 1470 Sugarland Drive for your walk-in healthcare needs. Walk-ins are always welcome, or you can schedule an appointment online at SheridanSameDay.com.
Looking for a trusted and reliable website hosting partner? Sheridan Media has expanded our digital services to include website hosting. Whether you're launching a new site or need hosting services for your current website, we can help. You'll receive unlimited bandwidth, enhanced security features, automatic backups, and most importantly, local customer service. Call Sheridan Media to learn more and get your website hosted by people you know and trust. 672-7421.
Give your graduate a gift they can use anywhere with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. As a customer, you can load up to $1,000 on a gift card with no purchase fee. With a Visa gift card, they can buy gas, dine out, or treat themselves to something special. The options are endless. Make their big day even more memorable with a First Federal Bank and Trust Visa gift card. Visit First Federal at 671 Illinois Street to purchase yours today. Member FDIC.
News Talk 930, KROE, Sheridan. Broadcasting from the Dr. Bateman at Sheridan Ear, Nose, and Throat Studio on 103.9 FM.